This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
Welcome back into the Diehards here on Sports Map Radio Network. Julian Edlow from DraftKings here filling in for Anthony Pepe alongside CT Bet's Chris Thurston. CT, let me tell you a little bit about what we got going on at DK Sportsbook here.
Love to hear it.
Because we got some markets that have intrigued me. I've talked about a couple others on the past here on the show. We got a new one yesterday that they sent me where I was like, wow, this is pretty impressive. If you go to the football tab and go through the futures, normally you see NFL, college. There's an NFL NCAA football specials tab. If you click on that tab, we have 26 win total head-to-heads between NFL teams and college teams. So, for example, I'm clicking on it now.
This is interesting.
Now, the interesting part here is that NFL teams get 17
drives. I was just going to say, that was my question.
College teams get 12.
Yeah.
So if you think it's close, bet on the team that has 17 attempts versus 12.
Sure.
So.
Read some more.
Here's the top one right here. And a lot of them, they try to do same state. Jacksonville Jaguars, who are set at 6.5.
Yep.
Versus FSU, set at 6.5. It's the same number.
Wow.
But one team gets 5 more games. Minus 115 each side. Who's going to win more? I lean FSU.
I think FSU too.
FSU has a better chance at 7 than Jags.
Yeah.
We're taking the team with 5 less opportunities. It's
crazy.
It's a cool market. But I think some plus money ones are interesting in here. Like, the Eagles are the team everybody is hyping, and they get 17 games, so this could be dumb. But, like, I think Pittsburgh has a chance to go 10-2 in the ACC.
Yep.
Pittsburgh plus 180 against the Eagles. What if the Eagles are only 8-9 or 9-8? And Pitt wins 10 games, like plus 180. I don't know if that's the best number to bet it.
Sure.
But, like, it's there. Your Tennessee team versus the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Titans are minus 220.
I was just going to say, the Titans are going to be pretty good this year.
The Titans are good, and they have opportunities. I think the Colts are going to win that division, but they got the opportunities.
Huh.
Just a market to look at on DK Sportsbook. We got a lot of cool stuff up right now. You're listening to the Diehards on SportsMap Radio Network. We are going to be back, speaking of DraftKings, with Steve Buchanan from DK Sportsbook on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
Julian Edlow from DraftKings filling in for Anthony Pepe here on the Diehards. You're listening to Sports Map Radio Network alongside CT Bet's Chris Thurston. Joining us right now, the Diehards on the Progressive Guest Line, is Steve Buchanan from the aforementioned DK Sportsbook, Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com. Steve, how was that clean ad read for you?
I was going to say, that's a pretty good ad read. I'm actually pretty interested now.
Yeah, I mean, live radio is not one of my things. I'm always hosting podcasts, going on our shows at DraftKings. I don't have to do these things. I don't have to stick to these hard outs, but I'm figuring it out tonight.
Yeah, figuring for someone that, you know, I've been with you when we need to record these things and the multiple takes we have to do. Live is definitely not your thing.
Yeah, speaking of which, we co-host the Unreasonable Odds podcast presented by DraftKings. I say co-host loosely because you haven't been on with me in 5 months. You know, we had a great episode with Phil Steele doing college football last week. We're going to do some NFL with Adam Levitan tomorrow, none of which you'll be a part of. But again, appreciate you. So let's go to your strong suit, which would be baseball. Talk to me about deadline day, because I actually, you know, I'm not a baseball guy. CT here is not a huge baseball guy. I was pretty entertained by the MLB deadline, specifically, obviously, the Soto and Bell deal and the Padres. What jumped out to you most, and if it was the Padres, then tell me what's the second most?
Yeah, so I think this really kind of had like an NBA-esque feel today with the amount of players and the amount of movement that was going on. Like, this was a deadline that, like, I can't even remember the last time we had something of this nature. And not just because the amount of moves, but the types of players that were moving. Like, when you get somebody like Juan Soto moving in a deal to a team that is very much in a playoff hunt like the Padres, you saw how much the odds moved for them to win the World Series. They were 20-1 when the day began. Now it's 11-1 for the Padres. So just massive movement in that. I mean, the obvious winner here is the Padres to get someone like Juan Soto. But I think one of the more, I don't want to say underrated, but overshadowed moves for the Padres was what they got yesterday in Josh Hader.
Yeah.
Now, this is somebody that obviously one of the best relievers in all of baseball, but this has been something that has plagued the Padres the entire season. If you look at their bullpen, in the ninth inning, they had a 5.12 ERA coming into today. That was the highest in all of baseball. It's absurd to think that the Padres were that bad in the ninth inning, and that was such an issue for them for how well they've played all season long. So now you add Juan Soto, Josh Bell, and then you get Josh Hader at the end to close out the game. Like, this team improved leaps and bounds than any other team in baseball today, and they're going to be a serious threat to win this World Series now.
Steve, I want to talk about a team that my producer, John Belmer, is a big fan of there down in Houston, Texas, and that is the Houston Astros, who pick up a few key pieces here with Mancini, Vasquez, and Will Smith. How does this help the Dodgers, or sorry, the Astros, and now does that set them and the Yankees even further apart than the rest of the AL?
Yeah, so you talk about those moves that they made. Those were two of the positions that they needed to fill the most. According to wins above replacement, which is also known as WAR, which is a stat we love to use here, the Astros are near the bottom of the league in two positions, catcher and first base, and they addressed both of those there. So that's a massive upgrade for them. Catcher was just an abomination, and with Martin Maldonado getting absolutely no production out of him there. So getting Christian Vasquez, that's going to be huge. Getting Trey Mancini, obviously he's been one of the Orioles' best hitters for years now. That was huge for them too as well. And then Will Smith too. That was obviously a big move for them as well. So this definitely separates them in the West. The West is really not much of a competition, even though one of my favorite teams is in the West, but that's not, you know, here or there. But the Astros and the Yankees are definitely the two powerhouses in there. I would not be surprised if those are the two teams in the ALCS, but I like seeing when stuff like that happens, that a team has really two glaring needs, and they go out and they get those needs to fill those holes, because really, other than that, Houston doesn't have many holes after that. The rotation is stellar. The bullpen is great. And then those two holes they really had, both filled with more than comparable players with Vasquez and Mancini. So I love what the Astros did, and they really didn't have to give up much to, it felt like. So I think they were also a big winner of this trade deadline.
You're listening to the Diehards on SportsMap Radio Network. We're talking to Steve Buchanan of DraftKings right now on the Progressive Guest Line. Steve, we're at an interesting time in the baseball season because, you know, it's a good time to reset and look at futures and things like that during the All-Star break. And then, you know, a week later, we have this trade deadline, or 2 weeks later, whatever it is, and now it's like a whole new reset. So given that we're here, given all the moves that these teams made, is there anything in the futures board that you think jumps out to you? Because a lot has changed over the last 24 hours once again after we had all these bets coming in over the All-Star break.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, the World Series is still so hard to predict, right? Obviously, we have, like, the Padres there. We have the Dodgers. We have the Yankees. But, like, for me, I look at the Padres to come out of the NL. So I don't even need them to win the World Series. I just need them to come out of the NL. It's a
Well, I mean, the bet that you sent me earlier today, we do need them to win the World Series.
Well, for sure. That's no doubt about that.
Hey, but there's a thing called hedging. There's a thing called hedging. We can take care of it.
Right. But just the Padres to win the National League at plus 475, like, that's still such a really good number. Like, they literally added generational talent at the trade deadline, and they only have the third best odds to come out of the National League. The Mets,
also, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you, because one thing that I asked you today, again, via text, Tatis hasn't even played this year, so he's basically another addition to this lineup. So you're adding a trio of Soto, Bell, and Tatis to the heart of your lineup that all haven't played for your lineup this year.
It's stupid. Like, nobody has that type of talent that they can just add, and then they don't even have the best odds to win it all. So, like, them at plus 475, I still absolutely love that. Like, the Mets really didn't do anything at the deadline, which was kind of puzzling because, granted, they got DeGrom back today. They just got back Scherzer, so they just got their two best pitchers back.
And but DeGrom is losing 5-1.
Which, of course,
per usual.
That's just how it goes. Yeah, per usual, the Mets offense doesn't like him for whatever reason. But you add those type of players, and the Mets really didn't do anything. They're still at plus 290, which is fine. I get it. But, like, I look at the Padres and Mets and put them side by side. I'll take the Padres every single time after in that type of matchup there. So I think the Padres have plus 475 I like. Obviously, you and I are on the Padres to win the World Series. Whatever odds you got that at, whether it's at 20-1 or it's at 11-1, I just think that's a bet to make just because the additions they made are low, way above anybody else. And they have the goodest chance to win this as anyone. So give me them at those odds, too. It's just crazy it's still at those odds that they are right now.
All right, Steve. Well, the Padres, speaking of the Padres, they're playing again tonight. They had a doubleheader here. They rocked the Rocks earlier in the day. You like what I did there, Jules?
That was very smooth.
And they're playing again tonight, Steve. 10-10 Eastern goes off. Let's talk a little gambling. See if you have an opinion on this game tonight. Padres are big favorites here at home. Sits at around minus 180, 8.5 is the total after coming off the big win in game one of the doubleheader. Interested to see if you got a play here.
Yeah, I have no issue taking over 8.5 runs in this one here at minus 110. Jose Urena going for the Rockies. He is an absolute abomination. Like, I don't even know how this guy is still a major league pitcher at this point. He strikes out less than 4 batters per 9 inning. Like, this guy is pure contact pitcher, induces too many fly balls. I wouldn't be surprised if the Padres got out to a quick start here. The only reason I don't want to take the Padres on the money line at minus 180, the guy they're throwing out there tonight, Kenner, is really hasn't pitched much in the majors. This kind of feels like a throwaway game, especially with the second game of a doubleheader. So I would just think there's a lot of runs scored in this one here. I'd be on the Padres team total, too, as well, to go over if I like them taking out Urena quick. That's at 4.5 at minus 125. So give me Padres team total. Give me the over on that game. I think that's two plays you can make for tonight.
All right, Steve, we got 1 minute here, so I'm just going to ask you a quick one because I would just text you after this segment anyway and ask you this because I'm interested in betting it. I'm looking at the Dodgers first five. Any thoughts on that one?
That's with Anderson against Wood. Yeah,
yep.
Tyler Anderson for the Dodgers has been fantastic.
He's been good.
He's been actually one of the better first five pitchers for the Dodgers this season, which is amazing to think about, too, with how good Tony Gonsolin was for the first few months. But the Giants are good against lefties, but that offense has really been sputtering. And they traded away one of their best lefty hitters in Darren Ruff today. He's one of the guys that did go to the Mets, so that takes a hit to that offense there for the Giants. I would be back in the Dodgers for first five in this one on the run line. I think that's definitely a play with the Giants. A little less scary against lefties now moving forward.
All right, that's the answer I was looking for. Steve Buchanan of DraftKings Sportsbook.
Love it.
Joining us on the Die Hards Progressive Guest Line here on SportsMap Radio. Steven, thank you for joining us, sir. Maybe I'll see you back on our podcast, Unreasonable Odds, one day with football around the corner.
Yeah, I'll think about it. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, that works. all right, we'll be back on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Die Hards here on SportsMap Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
Welcome back into the Diehards. You're listening to SportsMap Radio Network. Julian Edlow from DraftKings Sportsbook filling in for Anthony Pepe in the host chair tonight alongside Chris Thurston. CT Bet's, we're going to go into some college. Well, not. I don't want to say college. We're going to go into football futures in general here.
Yeah.
So let's break down the board here. And I guess we'll start NFL. I know both of us maybe are a little bit more passionate about college at this stage. We'll start NFL. We have that market on DK Sportsbook that I promoted at the top of the hour. NFL teams versus college teams in terms of win totals, and they try and keep them local.
I love that feature. That's awesome.
It's a cool market. I don't know if anybody else has it. I don't think they do. But the one that we left it off with was Tennessee. And I know that's a college football team that you're high on. You want to talk to me about the Tennessee Vols real quick?
I think we might have Ken Thompson here.
Do we have him on the
line? Are we good, John?
Yep. Oh, never mind.
Awesome.
All right.
We'll
CT and I are going to do
segment.
That in the second segment because now we have Ken Thompson on the line. Ken Thompson of SportsX Radio joining us right now on the Diehards on the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive Insurance, bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Ken, we got you. How you doing, man?
Doing okay, my man. Getting ready. I was actually getting ready, going to Canton, leaving in a few hours for Hall of Fame week. So
nice.
Be good.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful. All right, Ken. When we have you on here, usually this is Julian from DraftKings, by the way. When we have you on here, usually you and I talk a lot of Raiders, but I want to start with you. CT and I were just about to talk some college football before we got you on the line, so I want to start with you with college football, and I'll go to a local team in Nevada. And a team that is getting extremely juiced on the under. Some books have them at 4.5. We at DraftKings have them posted at 5, and the under has taken a lot of steam. This is a team that went 8-3 last year, but huge roster overhaul. They only returned 6 starters. I think 43 players that played for them last season, 45 players that played for them last season, have exited the program. They have a turnover in terms of the coaching staff. I don't know if you have a take on Nevada football so far, so if you don't, you can feel free to go somewhere else in the conference. But any feel for Nevada coming up this season?
Well, Nevada, UNLV, I got a feel for Nevada,
okay.
Not so much. I mean, their coach, Jay Norvell, you know, he takes off for Colorado State, and it's not because he didn't win at Nevada, because he did, and there's no question. He was he's a winning coach there, and he had a lot of good skill position players. Dubs is actually there with the Packers right now, pretty good receiver. And he's had some good players, but there's more money over there on the other side of the conference over there with Colorado State and Fort Collins. So that's why he made the transition. But, yeah, they lost a lot. But they like Wilson. I talked to a couple of the guys at Mountain West Media Day, and they like Ken Wilson and think that he's a guy that's going to step in and be able to, you know, do something with this team. You're going to see them run the ball a lot. So, you know, I don't know. You know, last year everybody in the media got it wrong. They all at Boise State and whatnot, and it ended up being, you know, San Diego State and Fresno State, you know, down the stretch there. So I think Fresno's going to be pretty good, but I Nevada and UNLV, their win totals, you know, 5.5 and 4.5. I don't know. I think it's hard to play UNLV over just because they haven't gotten there, and this number is high. It's gotten higher. Some places came out with their win totals, and it was lower, and now it's at 4.5. So I think they're right there, 4 or 5 wins for UNLV. And for Nevada, they're probably around the same. But if I was going to play Nevada right off the bat, if you put a gun to my head, I'd probably take the under 5.5.
All right, Ken, well, let's stay on college football here for gambling. And have you made any bets so far for season win totals for college football yet, Ken?
You know, I tell you what, I really laid off it. I'm somebody that really likes it. Look, there's the transfer portal, the transfers, the extra year for some of the guys. I mean, it's not just grabbing the magazines and even going back to last year's stats. You really have to hone in. And so while the same top 5 or 6 are going to be there, you know, Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, you know, those guys are going to be there. You don't know yet with Notre Dame. You find out at the Horseshoe in the opener. You don't know about A&M. You know they had a good recruiting class. And Jimbo's doing a nice job there as far as recruiting players. You know, then you got teams like Utah, like Kyle Whittingham. Again, a lot of pressure on him now because all of a sudden he's going into Gainesville and he becomes a favorite. So, you know, we'll see. I kind of like to, you know, go slow at the beginning and get about a game and a half under my belt, so to speak, with the team. So, you know, after the first weekend, I'll get in heavily a lot more the second week. But I like to see some of these teams, especially in the trenches, because everybody's quick to look skill positions. A lot of times they don't pay attention to the trenches. And because of the transfer portal and the extra year, you've got a lot more guys on the roster that wouldn't be there.
All right, so let's go over to the NFL side of things then, Ken. We've talked plenty of AFC West with you on this show, I think, but if you want to go, do you have any futures in the NFL in terms of a win total or a division winner, anybody that you're really high on?
Well, I did. I played the Raiders. I played them to win the division. I got them 8-1. They're down to 6-1 now. I still think that's a great deal as far as 8.5 is the win total at most places here. Now you've got to lay juice anywhere from 130 to 140 at different places. South Point went up to 9 earlier before anybody else. So I'm sold on the Raiders getting it done because I'm not sold anybody else in the division is really going to be, somebody that's going to be able to sweep the Raiders. I think Kansas City will split. I think, the Chargers will split, but I think Denver's going to, even with Russell Wilson, they lose Patrick today, and they'll be hard-pressed to beat the Raiders. They haven't beaten the Raiders in a long time. So, I'm there. I'm on Miami. I played Miami over. I played them over 8.5, and I played them over 9. Those are the two that I really like as far as in the AFC. And then I like New Orleans in the NFC. I think New Orleans, and I think Atlanta could surprise. People look at Atlanta like they're a dumpster fire. I'm telling you, Marcus Mariota is a hell of a lot better than people think. So, I know you got a quarterback deal over in Carolina now with a couple guys battling it out with Mayfield and Sam Darnold. But at the end of the day, Marcus Mariota is a lot better than people think. And the one game we saw him play for the Raiders, he deserved another start. But because he had a clause in his contract that any time during the season, if he was elevated to starter, they would owe him another $10.5 million. So they didn't let him start that next game.
Let me ask you this real quick, Ken, because two of the teams that you mentioned being high on, the Saints and the Falcons, both in the same division, play each other week one. I bet early on Saints -3.5 in Atlanta in that game. I think we're up to 4.5, 5 right now. What's your take on that game? It's in Atlanta, but it could be tough sledding for the Falcons early on.
Yeah, it could be. And I think, a lot depends on Michael Thomas, too, because, we know he's a great player, but that's a few years ago. So we don't know what Michael Thomas we're getting. If he's an integral part of the offense, that's all well and good. Will Kamara play? He should be suspended. But if Deshaun Watson gets 6 games, I think that, I'll be shocked if Alvin Kamara gets 1 game. I mean, it's just a joke of a league right now. Their discipline is a joke, and this lady that Robinson or whatever, handing down 6 games, she ought to be embarrassed. So she can say what she wants, but it's an absolute joke. And if the NFL doesn't appeal, they're a joke because they have the opportunity to appeal. Because not only did they want a full game suspension, a full season suspension for Deshaun Watson, but they also wanted a multi-million-dollar fine. There's no fine, and it's a 6-game suspension. It's an absolute slap in the face of 24 women. And if Deshaun Watson was innocent, I'm all for him having 0 games. But if he's so adamant that he has done nothing wrong, then why is he okay with a 6-game suspension? He shouldn't be.
All right, Ken, a team that I have played under regular season wins in NFL is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got about a minute left. I played it under 11.5, -110. That was before the Ryan Jensen news that came earlier in the week. Their all-star center looks out indefinitely right now. Wanted to get your opinion on this Bucs team here with Brady coming back again, them picking up Julio Jones, if you leaned anywhere here on 11.5 wins, over or under for you, Ken?
Definitely under. You got a good bet. You have 3 linemen out from the team from last year. So there's 3 guys, and Jensen's a key blow. You lose your center. You don't have Ronald Jones, outstanding receiver out of the backfield. So some depth is lost there. The defense will be solid. The defense will win them games, shorten some fields. And look, Brady's done it somehow with mirrors and somehow has not really taken that big blindside hit. But with a vulnerable line, he may take that hit. And if he's done, they're done.
All right, Ken, thanks for joining us here on the Diehards. We enjoy having you every week, man.
You guys rock, man. I'll have a great time in Canton. I'll tell you right now, bet the Raiders because Lawrence isn't playing. Neither's at the end. And it's going to be a blackout. There'll be about 75% of the fans will be Raider fans in black.
Love
all right, we didn't even expect to get a
there we go.
We didn't expect to get a Hall of Fame game bet out of here, but we got a Hall of Fame bet out of Ken Thompson. There we go. All right, CT, we're going to be back on the other side of the break. We're going to talk some football futures here on the Diehards. You listen to Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
Julian Edlow from DraftKings filling in for Anthony Pepe here in the host chair alongside Chris Thurston. We are in the last major block of the show, and we both tweeted this out, but we're going to take calls if you want to call in for this last segment. If you have a best bet you want to give out, if you have a sports betting question that you want to
college,
ask us,
NFL, whatever,
come on in. What do I have? I have the number here. It's 1-800-224-2004. Again, 1-800-224-2004. We won't be offended if you don't call, but if you do want to be a part of the show, call in, and we are actually going to try and take some calls here. I've never done this before. I can't guarantee how well it goes, but before we hear from you guys, we'll get some NFL futures, some best bets or whatever, or college football best bets out now. CT, I'm going to give you the floor to go where you want here. I don't know if it's going to be your beloved Vols that you so highly have spoken of and wagered on, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to talk this one because I've been, like you said, been CT Beach, CT Vacation.
Yes.
But I've taken some time to research and work on this one and wrote some stuff up, so would love to break it down here. And so the Tennessee Vols are my biggest regular season college win total play of the year. I went up to the DraftKings Sportsbook in New Hampshire a couple of Fridays ago, and I got down pretty big on it. And I tweeted out the picks of the tickets, and Rocky Top, over 7.5. Josh Heupel, back in his second year, finishing 7-6 in his first year last year. He's actually one of only four coaches to win at least 7 regular season games in his first season as a Volunteer. He's kind of flipped the culture down there in Tennessee. He's developed himself a nice little roster. This team is very experienced. They return 8 on offense, Jules, 7 on defense. Mm-hmm. We saw what this Rocky Top team did on offense last year. They scored some points. I expect them to score a lot more this year. The return of quarterback Hendon Hooker and stud explosive wideout Cedric Tillman will assure that. Heupel's up-tempo, high-octane offense will be even better than last year, which scored 39.3 points per game, which set a single-season program records for Tennessee. Not only they get Hooker back, but they get 3 of 5, not only Tillman, they get 3 of their 5 top wide receivers back last year. They also get a stud transfer, Brew McCoy from USC, who I expect to make an immediate impact. They get 3 of 4 running backs back, including sophomore Jabari Small, who I expect to have a breakout year. The defense did improve last year, but they also gave up nearly 30 points. I told you this to ask Phil Steele on your podcast a couple weeks ago, and I think Phil kind of agreed with me that they should be better than last year, and he expects them to give up less points this year and be a little bit better there. They're going to need to improve on third down, something that they were terrible at last year. They get back linebacker Jeremy Banks, who had 5 sacks last year. He should be able to help with that. But this team exceeded expectations last year in Heupel's first year. I expect them to improve again. They're in the SEC East. They do get Bama. They do get Georgia. But you and I were talking that those games are built into the number. The number's 7.5. It is juiced. I had to lay -145 here. I have no problem doing that. They're going to rip off wins in their first 5 games. Then they get Bama at home, which is a loss, right? Then that's followed by Tennessee Martin, which is kind of a get right, feel better about yourself game.
Yep.
They start the year 6-1. They'll get us over the 7.5 hump we need to cash our ticket. My prediction's 9-3. And don't sleep on that Vols team at home this year when the Georgia Bulldogs, the national champs, come to Tennessee. I think Tennessee could surprise some people and maybe give them a game. So CT's best bet for college football regular season win totals is the Tennessee Volunteers, Rocky Top, over 7.5 wins, Jules.
All right, there's a best bet. Again, if you want to give out a best bet, if you want to ask a betting question, 1-800-224-2004 is the number to call. I'm going to throw a couple at you here because I've given out some on the show, so sure. Maybe some of you have been listening, but I'll just rehash them. My favorite team, my team that I am highest on, like CT is highest on Tennessee, would be the Utah Utes coming out of the Pac-12.
Yep.
There's a million ways you can bet them. I have them over 8.5. Now it's 9 on DraftKings Sportsbook. You can go ahead and bet them over 9. They're an easy 10-win team for me, possibly 11. You can bet them. Again, the Pac-12 made a rule change this year. It's not North versus South in the Pac-12 championship game. It is the two teams with the best conference winning percentage. So
right.
That puts, in terms of odds on DK Sportsbook, Oregon at even money because they're in the weaker conference.
Yes, they should roll in the North this year.
Yep, I like Oregon over 8.5. I think that's something that you're on.
Yep.
I'm not going to bet them in the Pac-12, though, because USC is plus 105. I think USC has a chance to maybe be in that game. And then Utah is plus 115. They're the biggest underdog of the three to be in the Pac-12 championship game. So I think you can bet them at plus 115 to make the Pac-12 championship game on DK Sportsbook. And then just bet them to win it. I think Utah is going to win the Pac-12. I think Utah has a chance to go 11-1, win the Pac-12. And get into the college football playoff, which is plus 500 on DK Sportsbook. I really think they can get there. Alabama and Ohio State are teams that I would consider locks. And I spoke earlier on the podcast about my podcast, Unreasonable Odds. We're working on an Unreasonable Odds special of Alabama and Ohio State to both win either over 10.5 games or to make the college football playoff as a parlay to get them together. Those teams are going to be in. But after that, Georgia, I think, has a great shot. Clemson, maybe a shot. And then it's open. I
don't mind that bet that you did there.
So plus 500 on Utah to get in. But I'll send it back to you on this, CT, because you took an under on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which they've had some rough luck with the offensive line lately. Do you think Tampa makes the playoffs?
I do. And I actually meant to say this to Ken Thompson before. I did like his small little take. He didn't go into it. But I am high on the New Orleans Saints as well this year. I think their win total is at 8. I think they're going to give that division a little run for their money. Yep. They always play Tampa tough.
They do.
I do think Tampa Bay will get into the playoffs. I just think that number is just – it's just inflated like it is every year. But Ken made a great point. Tom Brady doesn't seem to faze him. We've seen it how many years, right?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give out another play. And what I do with numbers – you know, we're betting numbers here. What I do with numbers, when we have a menu like we do at DK Sportsbook, I try and find – things that can be parlayed that are as close to locks as possible. So, I found this one today. There are outcomes that can be parlayed. College football win totals can be parlayed. They can't be parlayed with other college football win totals. They can be parlayed with certain NFL futures. So, we have NFL playoff parlays on DraftKings Sportsbook. One of the outcomes is the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to both make the playoffs, which is minus 250. So you agree those teams will both make the playoffs?
Yes, I do.
But the Bucs and the Bills, that's minus 250. You can parlay it with an Alabama over 10.5 wins. I gave out Alabama over 10.5 wins when we released it on DK Sportsbook. I put it out at minus 190. Steep. It's now minus 280.
Oh, wow.
Because there's no way that Alabama is losing two games. They have to go 10-2 to lose this bet.
Alabama's not losing two
games. Alabama had, by all accounts, an atrocious season last year. They went 11-1 and lost in the national championship game. Right. They're not losing two games. They're probably going to go 12-0. I think they're going to go 12-0. But if they don't, they are most certainly going 11-1. They are not losing two games.
I'm with you there. I think they're undefeated.
So
this
you
year.
Parlay these on DK Sportsbook.
So say
Bills
it again.
Bills and Bucks to make the playoffs.
Bills, Bucks.
Again, this isn't the playoff tab. This is the playoffs parlays tab. That's what allows you to parlay it. And you parlay it with Alabama over 10.5 wins. You get a loss in there. I don't think they're going to lose, but you get a free loss. Put those together, it's minus 111 on DK Sportsbook.
Wow. Jules is always finding
numbers,
these.
You've got to find these little parlays.
I don't mind it. And something that you and I were talking about off air before the show started, I looked it up in breaks. So Bama gets, who do they get? The stud wide receiver from Georgia who won a national championship with Georgia last year. And what does he say? He says, screw
going
you guys, I'm coming to Bama.
I love that move. I am a Bama guy.
Right. I'm going to win back-to-back national champions. And we couldn't remember his championships, and we couldn't remember his name. I looked it up. It's Jermaine Burton.
Jermaine Burton, okay.
Who transferred,
love that guy.
And he will be a nice target for Bryce Young there, and he's only a junior. Guy is absolutely explosive. Bama is going to be one to be reckoned with. Bryce Young, again, will have numerous targets, wide receiver you over there at Alabama.
Yeah, they keep pumping him in. I mean, they just had Mechie and Williams both go.
Next man up there over
and
there.
And they just keep getting guys, and they have a running back that's multiple running backs that are going to be very good. You know, I don't need to come on here and pump Alabama.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to point that out, that Burton. It's unbelievable.
I will say I did do a write-up on DK Live, pumping up the VSiN college football sports betting guide. If you don't have it, I would recommend getting it. It's very cool. They pick every division and conference. They give out 19 win total bets and then preview all 131 teams. In terms of that, Alabama there, they previewed the top 10 games in college football. Their number one game was when Texas A&M comes to Alabama on Saturday, October 8th.
Little revenge
last
game.
Year, that's the one loss in the regular season. Alabama lost at Texas A&M. Now A&M comes to them. I got to believe that's going to be the Saturday night game in Tuscaloosa. Alabama first half is always a play that I am pouncing all over. That is the Alabama first half play of all Alabama first half plays on October 8th when Texas A&M comes into Tuscaloosa. I cannot wait to play that one. So I'm giving out a first half play for October 8th.
I like it.
It's one of my best bets.
Okay.
The number for the game, 16. I would love to get the first half at 9.5 would be the number I want.
9.5. Okay.
It's always a juiced first half.
I mean, Julian Edlow from DraftKings just on here just giving you some, you know, bits and pieces
here.
Yeah,
I mean, feel free
put
to
stuff
contribute.
Together.
Feel free to contribute.
To win some tickets. I mean, I just gave out. I mean, well, I mean, let me throw in Oregon here. So,
let's go to that.
I'm high on Oregon this year.
Because I'm with you here.
Oregon over 8.5 wins is another play for me. Dan Lanning
Utah's
comes in. Utah's
going to pick their butts in the Pac-12 championship game, but they're going to get over their win total.
I love Lanning coming in here as the new head coach replacing Mario Cristobal. He departs for Miami. Honestly, he couldn't have got a better handoff here. He returned seven on offense, seven on defense. They come in as the favorite to win the Pac-12 North. Like we were saying, they get a very manageable schedule. They avoid USC and Arizona State from the South. That's huge. And not a lot of people are high on Bo Nix, the Auburn transfer. I like him. I like him, Jules. I got into an argument with our friend Dan Lipschatz.
You got an SEC quarterback coming into the Pac-12. He's going to probably
big upgrade.
Do well.
Big upgrade. And do you remember who the quarterback was for the Ducks last year?
The BC kid.
The BC transfer, Anthony Brown, who just runs around like a chicken with his head cut off.
No, Bo
Nix could actually throw
it, and he actually runs well.
Throw the ball, and he could run. The offense line is loaded with five returners. They're all big, strong veterans. Might be the best offensive line in the Pac-12. Give Bo Nix plenty of time here. They're loaded at wide out for targets for Nix, too. All three starters will most likely be sophomores, but they're all explosive and they all have experience. They do lose Kayvon Thibodeau to the pros, but they do return preseason All-American Noah Sewell as well as Justin Flo, two absolute linebacker beasts here. Not to mention that the defense gets a huge boost just from Dan Lanning coming in, Jules, who is the defensive coordinator for the national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs, and we saw what that Georgia Bulldogs defense did last year. So they do have to open against Georgia week one. Tough team to open against, and the game is
that's a loss.
In neutral site, which is Atlanta. That is a loss.
Yeah, neutral site of Atlanta.
But, you know, over 8.5 wins, their schedule's very favorable. I like them to start ripping off wins left and right after that week one loss to Georgia.
All right, well, hopefully we just fed you a decent amount of college football winners. Again, piece together parlays on DK Sportsbook because there's a lot of things you wouldn't think you could put together, but you actually can. You are listening to the Diehards right now on SportsMap Radio Network. Julian Edlow filling in for Anthony Pepe alongside CT Betts. We will be back on the other side to close out the show.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Betts' Chris Thurston.
Julian Edlow from DraftKings Sportsbook filling in the host chair for Anthony Pepe alongside CT Betts' Chris Thurston. We made it. We made it through the show. We had all our guests. We read all our ads. We are brought to you by Viva Seltzer, by the way. And we gave out our bets.
Yeah, pretty that was smooth, a great CJ. Show. We're getting right back into it here. And next week we'll have our buddy Dan Lifshatz back with us. We'll be the three of us here, and we'll be talking more
Peppy
football.
Gonna be here?
I think Pep's off the rest of the month.
Oh, man.
He's back maybe September. Lazy. Who knows? He's off coaching big-time softball. He's doing big things.
Wow.
But no, we'll, both of our podcasts, your podcast has been up and running. Mine gets back up and
pitch
running, which is August 24th. Wednesday, August 24th, we're back, the Hustle Show Pod. That's Kelly Stewart, Kelly in Vegas, Drew Martin Betts, Adam Trigger, who was on the show earlier, and myself. And we are Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern. And at Hustle Show Pod, you can find us on Twitter. We'll be getting you primed up for football as well, and cashing some tickets for you guys like we did all last year.
There you go. We like cashing tickets. Football is right around the corner again. Hall of Fame game, two nights away. We'll try and figure out some bets for
Wild.
That. College football right around the corner. We got week zero in August.
Love
kicking
week
off
zero.
On Saturday, August 27th. I looked at that slate today. I hate it. I can't figure out anything. It looks awful.
I know, same.
But we appreciate you guys listening to the Diehards here on Sports Map Radio Network. For Julian Edlow, for CT Betts, thank you guys for
Thanks,
listening.
Thanks, JB. Rock and roll control.
JB, rock and roll control for producing the show. And we will catch you guys next week on the Diehards.